AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says about 4,500 Americans are out of Afghanistan. They've been in touch with 1,500 who are still trying to get out.
For the remaining roughly 1,000 contacts that we had, who may be Americans seeking to leave Afghanistan, we're aggressively reaching out to them multiple times a day through multiple channels of communication, phone, email, text messaging.
Blinken says if there are Americans still in the country after the August 31st deadline, there will be ways diplomatically to get them out. He says some may have already left the country, some may want to remain, and some may not actually be U.S. citizens. Overall, more than 80,000 people have been flown out of the Kabul airport in the last 10 days or so. The secretary was asked about reviewing what has happened in Afghanistan.
Right now, my entire focus is on the mission at hand. And there's going to be, as I said, plenty of time to do an accounting of this when we get through that mission.
A federal judge based in Michigan has ordered former President Trump's lawyers to take 12 hours of legal courses, including 6 on election law, in a scathing follow-up decision to her ruling that threw out their lawsuit challenging the election results in Michigan. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The 9 lawyers are facing financial penalties and other sanctions, as U.S. District Judge Linda Parker said a lawsuit they filed last fall was a sham intended to deceive the court and the public. She accuses the lawyers of abusing the court system, challenging Joe Biden's victory after the state had certified its election results. She says the attorneys, which include Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, scorned their oath. The judge has asked the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan to tally up how much defending that lawsuit cost.
The judge also sent the decision to the states where the lawyers are licensed in the event there are any other sanctions. This is AP News. Some 24 children and 16 parents from suburban San Diego are stuck in Afghanistan. They had traveled there to see relatives before the Taliban's onslaught. Most of the families came to the U.S. on a special immigrant visa after having worked for the U.S. government or U.S. military in Afghanistan. Hayward, California Afghan community leader Mohammed Madavi.
Our people left behind, yeah, and we are very sad. As an Afghan, as an American, as a human being, I'm very sad for this kind of situation.
The families are asking for the U.S. government's help after being blocked by the throngs of Afghans at the Kabul airport, desperately trying to escape. The families traveled to Afghanistan early this summer despite travel warnings. They felt an urgency to go to the country after not being able to see their extended families because of travel bans during the pandemic. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.